I'm actually going to give you an overview of two different projects. The first one is development of seeded type zoysia grasses that are finer in texture than Zenith and Compadre that are the industry standards. And the second one is development of cold-hardy and large patch-tolerant zoysia grasses that are clonally propagated for the transition zone. So here's the timeline and the steps involved in the seeded zoysia grass development project. Nothing fancy here. All right, so what we do is alternate between an isolation or a crossing block and space plant nursery. Isolation block, space plant nursery. A simple plant breeding method called phenotypic recurrent selection, where you take the best material that you have at the time, you put them in crossing blocks, let them open pollinate, and the seed harvested from that goes into making the space plant nursery, which is where you make our selections. And then again, the best material selected out of the space plant nursery goes into making the next isolation or crossing block. And you repeat that process until you believe you've reached the goal. And by doing so, really what we are trying to do is increase the frequency of desirable genes or alleles in a population. So just to give you an idea, in 2010, the yields for some of our better material was between 100 to 240 pounds per acre estimated. In 2014, they were up to 300 pounds per acre. Now, this may not seem very high relative to cool season grasses, but for zoysia grasses, 300 to 500 pounds per acre is what we're trying to achieve. So the traits we are selecting for are high seed yields in finer textured zoysias, which can be challenging. And another challenge that we face while dealing with seeded zoysias is the internal seed dormancy. And so to break that, we chemically scarify the seed with 30% sodium or potassium hydroxide before seeding. And here are some pictures of plots 4 weeks after seeding, Zenith and Compadre industry standards. These are the two experimental synthetic varieties we put together in, and Zorro, a vegetatively propagated Czech for comparison. So we're making good progress. Next year, we plan to establish another isolation block and put together some new synthetic varieties. So we're getting closer to achieving the goals of this project. The second one is developing zoysia grasses for the transition zone. And again, here's the timeline and the steps involved. In 2012, the major emphasis was to make crosses between cold-hardy, large patch-tolerant, and fine-textured zoysias. So here this table shows different pairwise combinations or crosses that were made. And over 2,800 new hybrids were developed in 2012. And one-third of those hybrids were evaluated by Jack Fry at K-State, one-third by Aaron Patton at Purdue University, and one-third at Texas A&M. So again, the traits we were selecting for were cold-hardiness, and this is a good representation where you see there were a hybrid that had good spread, but not necessarily good green up, versus this one that had good spread and good green up right there. We also observed variability in leaf texture, and our goal is to select a hybrid that is finer in texture than Meyer zoysia grass, that is the industry standard. You heard Jack talk about that. And we also conducted some large patch inoculations to observe disease expression. So based on all this data, each location selected their top 20 hybrids. So 20, 20, 20, total of 60 hybrids that were advanced. So this is about 2% of total that were generated. So now we are in phase two of this project, this green part, where the 60 hybrids are now being planted at 10 different locations. They're marked here. We went as far north as Chicago, Illinois. The locations that are marked in red are the ones that will also conduct the large patch screen. Now, this is very early on. This was planted last year, but this is some preliminary data for spring green up from some of the locations. Here's Meyer, which is the standard for cold hardiness. And our goal is to identify some of the hybrids that have cold hardiness comparable or maybe even better than Meyer. But again, this is very early on. We have two more years to go before we can start drawing any conclusions. But overall, this project is going really, really well. All right, acknowledgments. A lot of good people, collaborators, and colleagues to thank. as well as grad students and all the staff members and USGA for the funding. Thank you.
Thank you.